Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. That's fiddlers Kenny Putnam, Tom Schaefer, and Owen DeYoung. And they'll be performing together again this Saturday at the Fiddles and Friends concert at Strawbale Winery near Renner. They're three fiddling friends who've known each other for some four decades. Kenny Putnam is a member of the legendary Red Willow Band. He toured the country as a member of Roy Clark's group. Tom Schaefer is a former South Dakota State fiddle champion and a member of a number of different bands. Owen DeYoung plays around South Dakota with the Poker Alice Band and the Public Domain Tune Band. He's also host of SDPB's Morning Classics. Kenny Putnam is with us from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. And Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Carl.
And also with us here in Vermilion is Owen DeYoung. And Owen, thanks for walking across the hall to join us.
It's a long ways to go. But
well, Tom isn't with us, but I don't know who wants to start here. Kenny, how long have the three of you been playing music together?
Well, not much together. I've known Owen since 1973. Mm-hmm. And when I first went to Vermilion, Owen was playing in the orchestra, and I was sitting in the back, and I saw he was sitting in the first chair, and he had an electric cable in his fiddle case, so I asked him about it, and I found out he was in a band, and so from then on, we were friends, and it's been a great opportunity to know Owen for a lot of reasons.
Well, I feel the same way, buddy. It's we've known each other a long time and actually kind of lived together for a while and
yeah,
Broken Spoke Farm there.
The pig farm, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
And how long have the two of you known Tom Schaefer?
Well, I think I met Tom about 1976, 77. He knocked on my door. I was living in Meckling with my girlfriend at the time, and he showed up, and we've been friends and fiddle mates ever since, too.
Yeah, Tom was going to med school down there, and he started playing violin for a study break. And
so he hadn't played violin before then?
No, and he got real good real fast.
He sure did.
Yeah, and so that was, and he lived just, I think, a block away from where I was at the time, but
Did he learn from you guys at all, or from others?
I think we all learned a little from Chet Olson.
I
know that's where Tom got his start, and Kenny and I, we both knew Chet really well, and mm-hmm. Chet taught us a lot of fiddle too. That tune we started with today, the Golden Slippers, I know that's one Chet taught us, so.
Now, Owen, you have your fiddle with us.
I have.
And maybe you can just give us a little fiddle playing.
Sure. Here's a waltz. Speaking of Chet Olson, he was famous for waltzes. And here's one that we'll be playing on the program on Saturday. It's called the Westphalia Waltz.
That's Owen DeYoung on the fiddle, the Westphalia Waltz, is that right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, now, Carl, I have a question.
Yes.
Can we play together without latency, you know, like...
We can just give it a shot and see if it works, and if it doesn't, we can just stop, you know?
Yeah. Play that, Owen, play that second part of Westphalia.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we just made a history there.
Did that work? Yeah. I was wondering if that would work.
That sounded good here.
That sounded great. I think that's the first time in history that we've had a fiddle player in Rapid City, another one in Vermilion, playing a duet together. So that was wonderful. That was wonderful. I'm wondering, Kenny, what do you think of Owen's playing? Is his playing immediately recognizable? Do you know when it's Owen who's on the fiddle?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Owen's kind of got a Stefan Grappelli sound, and he's so fluid. You know, he is a great violinist. You know, and he grew up as a great player, and so yeah, I know everybody knows it's Owen.
And I know it's Putty when I hear him too.
Well,
every time.
Putty, that's Kenny Putnam.
Kenny Putnam.
That's
we,
right.
We call him Putty. Yeah.
So how, Owen, do you describe Kenny's playing? What sort of influences do you hear when you hear
well,
him?
Well, I hear when Kenny plays is maybe the likes of Vass or Clements, and you know that school. That I know, Putty. You spent a lot of time with Vassar, didn't you?
Yeah, we used to play with him once in a while, and got to know him. And
yeah,
but he had a style like no one else. Yeah,
yeah.
But I stole a lot of things from Owen, and
you better give him back.
I never gave him credit.
What sort of things did you steal from Owen?
Well, like in Owen.
Very good.
That kind of stuff.
You've learned well.
Yeah.
So it sounds like part of the joy of playing together for so many years is that that you learn from each other.
That's right.
And Owen, have you stolen anything from Kenny?
Well,
$5.
I think I stole his girl one time, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, but
other than that,
you're still friends.
Yeah,
because that's the sort of thing that splits a friendship forever.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. With me here in our studios in Vermilion, Owen DeYoung, and in Rapid City, the Doll, Kenny Putnam, and they're two of the three fiddlers at the Fiddles and Friends concert at the Straw Bale Winery near Renner that takes place on Saturday. Also with them, Tom Schaefer, and that performance is a special benefit performance for the Friends of SDPB. Owen, a couple months ago, I was in the car with some friends, and for some reason, this question came up. This is the question I know that every fiddle player is asked, and is that, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? And I said, essentially, they're the same thing.
They are the
same instrument. And then he started going, and then he went on YouTube and or on the internet and found all sorts of things that there are some differences in between fiddle and violin. And I sort of feel like I was an idiot, but. But the instrument, is it just that the style of playing that's a little bit different?
That's exactly right. And, you know, there are some players that tune it to a chord and play a different way. But other than that, although Kenny and I both, we both knew Newt Jensen, and he was a self-taught fiddle player, and he certainly had a different style. And Kenny, you'll recall, he played with just two fingers and held his bow about halfway and used about half of the bow. But, man, nobody could play like him.
The difference, Carl, is a fiddle's fun to listen to. That's what, I've heard that before. So anyway.
Oh, there we go.
We're hearing about a couple of self-taught musicians. How difficult is it to teach yourself to play the violin? This seems like one of those instruments, unlike a piano, you can sit down and play a chord and make some music that sounds pleasant. But a violin, that's an instrument that takes some time.
Well, if Tom Schaefer were here, he could tell you. I know Kenny and I both took quite a bit of lessons, so we don't share that particular background. But it can be done.
It's more of a coordination thing because of the bow, I think, as anything. It's just hard to get a good tone when you're first starting. And when it sounds bad, when you're first starting, it's hard to continue and play and feel good. Where a guitar, you hit a chord and it sounds pretty good, you know. But a violin takes a lot of making good tones, and it's a little more difficult. But.
Is this an instrument that you continuously have to practice to stay, you know, in top shape of playing?
I think so. Would you say so, Kenny?
Well, I hate to practice. I play a lot, and I kind of bore myself when I practice. So if there's something, and that's why this show's been a lot of fun, because I've had to practice. And if I don't play for 2 weeks, your calluses on the end of your fingers start to fall off, and then it hurts, and mm-hmm. then you just lose kind of touch. But you don't really forget. But you don't progress either if you don't practice.
That's true.
I hate to call it practicing, because I just playing with others, or working, you know, playing as you work in a band or something like that is what probably I do the most of.
Well, Kenny, do you want to play a little something? I don't know if you want to try the duet thing again or just have a solo from Kenny here.
Hear Kenny play one.
Okay.
This is one of the songs we're going to play. It's called Monroe's Hornpipe.
That's Kenny Putnam with a little bit of Monroe's Hornpipe, and Kenny said that's one of the tunes that you'll be playing on Saturday.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit more about that concert coming up on Saturday.
Well, it's a benefit for public television, so when you come, you'll be helping keep public television healthy here, and be wood-fired pizza, and it's at a winery. There'll be wine for you to imbibe if you have the desire to do that, and of course the music is the part that that we're hoping brings you in, but we're going to have a good time. And
there's a lot of other players on the show as well.
That's right.
We're going to have Boyd Bristow, Mike Connor, Nikki Schwabach, Larry Rohr, and Al Raymond on the drums. So it's going to be a big band. There's going to be vocal music and a lot of I got that. And and so it'll be not just fiddle music. I mean, yeah. There'll be a lot of, I think we should have called it sawdust instead of fiddles and friends. But yeah. It should be a lot of fun.
Now, the musicians that you just mentioned, Kenny, you guys play together as often as you can? I mean, these are guys that you've known for a long time.
Yeah, Boyd and Mike and Guy Gullickson. And I have a band called the Song Pilots, and we play when the phone rings, and, you know, sometimes out there, sometimes out here. And so that's it's a great little quartet.
And for you, Owen, always I play enjoy the opportunity to play with these guys.
You bet. I love to play with Kenny whenever I can. Nick Schwabach and Larry Rohr and I play together every week here in Vermilion at Carrie's, and so it's all friends.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Owen, for stopping by and joining us on Dakota Midday. And Kenny, thanks for your time as well.
Hey, do you know Liza Jane? I got the first part, Owen, if you want to play.
Okay. Take us out here.
Okay.
You got it?
I'm not sure. I don't have the music.
Kenny Putnam, Owen DeYoung, and Tom Schaefer performed together for the Fiddles and Friends concert at the Straw Bale Winery near Renner on Saturday, beginning at 5:30. Tickets are available at shop.sdpb.org. Proceeds benefit Friends of SDPB.